Here's your Forbes daily briefing for Thursday, May 9th. Today on Forbes, the tech bro turf war over AI's most hardcore hacker house. Silicon Valley rivalries are the stuff of legend. Steve Jobs versus Bill Gates shaped the future of personal computing. Mark Zuckerberg versus Jack Dorsey charted social media's fraught path to ubiquity. Elon Musk versus Jeff Bezos could define humanity's ventures into the far reaches of space. Now, another battle for tech primacy is being waged across the San Francisco Bay, a struggle for buzz, money, and power. At stake, the singular title of the one true AGI house, a hacker community aspirationally named for artificial general intelligence, a theoretical AI that rivals or surpasses human thinking. Over the past several months, two hacker houses have been feuding over the sole right to call themselves AGI House. One, a nouveau riche Spanish villa in the wealthy suburb of Hillsboro, is run by Rocky Yu, the founder of a now dormant artificial intelligence startup. The other, a sleek modern mansion in San Francisco's Twin Peaks neighborhood, was started by former Google Brain researcher Jeremy Nixon. Their patrons include a trick-or-treat bag of tech personalities, billionaire Google co-founder Sergey Brin, musician and AI evangelist Grimes, and some of Sandhill Road's most coveted investors. But in dueling trademark applications, both claim ownership of the AGI House brand, telling Forbes they're willing to go to court for it. The mainstreaming of artificial intelligence has been a petri dish for an emergent AI ecosystem that spans founder dorms, accelerators, social networking clubs, and techno-optimist so-called campuses. They host hackathons, launch events, and panel discussions, and some function as incubators. None have attracted the star power of AGI House, whose Hillsboro branch is currently attempting to capitalize on its cachet by raising $35 million for a venture capital fund to invest in house residents and event attendees. But the house, currently the more high profile of the two, is also battling an existential crisis, an escalating struggle with the city of Hillsboro, which last year sent it a cease and desist, demanding it stop hosting and advertising events. This according to a trove of public records obtained by Forbes. Then there is the fight for hegemony. Nixon claims he is the founder of both AGI houses, and told Forbes he will launch a third come September in Cambridge, Massachusetts. London and Seoul are next. As the AI wave swept ChatGPT into the mainstream in late 2022 and made AGI a network news topic, Nixon, who held the lease on the Hillsboro property, opportunistically rebranded the community there as AGI House. He claims to have brought on you as the operations manager, transferring over the electric and water bills, and eventually the lease. The schism that finally split one AGI House into two? Nixon told Forbes he decided not to renew his lease. The financial strain was too much, and he was tired of dealing with angry town officials. In February 2023, he transferred the lease to you, who claims he told Nixon he was, quote, free to start a new house, but please don't use the name. In August 2023, Nixon leased the Twin Peaks property, leveraging his Hillsboro cred to transplant the brand across the bay. He named it AGI House. The balkanization of AGI House was the culmination of tensions that had been escalating since you moved into the Hillsboro property in December 2022. Nixon claims he brought you on in an operational role. You said he always believed he'd be taking over the house, and that Nixon's claims to it have been dramatically overstated. You told Forbes, quote, he's trying to say he did a lot of work and contributed a lot of things, but among the nine residents in the house, probably he did the least. Nixon called Yu's position, quote, farcical and, quote, deeply disrespectful. Nixon said, quote, had I not existed, what would have happened in the world? The shadow of my influence stands over everything that is done in the Hillsboro House. If Rocky never existed, AGI House would still exist. He should thank me for creating everything that he currently is standing on top of. So now, there are two AGI houses, in two very different locales, with two competing visions. Nixon dreams of a, quote, intellectual community, without a formalized business structure, a nod to an earlier time of communes and revolutionary salons. But in Yu's eyes, the community is a business. He wants to platform and invest in the AI startups that emerge from it. He established AGI House Ventures and said he's already secured half of the capital he needs. In January, Yu filed an application to the United States Patent and Trademark Office seeking the AGI House trademark. 1 month later, Nixon submitted a near-identical application, claiming his use of the AGI House name predates Yu's. For full coverage, check out Sarah Emerson, Kenrick Kai, and Emily Baker White's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.